This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May has cleared a major hurdle on her proposal to leave the European Union by next March. Her cabinet Wednesday gave its backing to the so-called Brexit plan.
These documents were the result of thousands of hours of hard negotiation by UK officials and many, many meetings which I and other ministers held with our EU counterparts. I firmly believe that the draft withdrawal agreement was the best that could be negotiated, and it was for the Cabinet to decide whether to move on in the talks.
The development comes more than 2 years after British voters narrowly approved a referendum on whether to leave or stay in the EU. Ms. May said the 585-page draft proposal brings back control of Britain's money laws and borders, ends free movement, protects job security and the integrity of the UK. She said the alternative was to leave the EU with no deal or no Brexit at all. The EU's Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, said the British government decision represents a decisive step toward ensuring an orderly withdrawal. He said the EU was negotiating with the UK, not against it. He called the cabinet's decision a major step towards this orderly withdrawal. The government's draft agreement faces its biggest test in Parliament, where Ms. May will need at least 320 of 650 votes. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously voted to lift a nearly decade-old arms embargo and targeted sanctions on Eritrea. It follows the dramatic rapprochement with Horn of African neighbor Ethiopia. The resolution urges Asmara and Djibouti to work towards normalizing ties and settling a border dispute. Ethiopia, led by reformist Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, and Eritrea announced in July an end to their simmering border war and agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations after 2 decades of hostilities. This is VOA News.